they sell Africa off, so do they sell off our resources, our natural resources, our food, our agriculture, our land.
Our water.
They sell our environment to the biggest players. They sell our environment to the biggest polluters.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Shame! Shame, WTO!
People's rights, not for sale. People's rights, not for sale.
It must go! The WTO must go! Shame the WTO, it must go!
Shame! It must go!
Comrades and friends, we have many Africans here who've been struggling many years against corporate globalization and neoliberal policies. And I would like to invite our friend from Ghana, Yao Graham, to explain to you why we have taken this opportunity to come and protest here.
Amandla!
Amandla!
Comrades and friends, this manifestation is a loud statement. Away from here, deals have been cut. Deals which could worsen the plight of the world's people. Less than 10 years after the WTO came into existence, we have seen its power of destruction, its relentless devouring representation of corporate interests.
Translation? Spanish?
No, yeah. Ahí está. Ella, ella.
In each of our countries, politicians who cut deals which are not in the interest of the people, unless the organized people express themselves and manifest themselves in various ways.
En todos los países, los políticos no están interesados en la gente, y entonces la gente organizada tiene que manifestarse y luchar de distintas maneras.
There are not that many Africans in Cancun, but this demonstration is a clear statement that there are many friends of the African people in Cancun.
No hay muchos africanos aquí en Cancún, pero esta demostración indica que hay muchos amigos de África.
Anytime we have any of these manifestations, we are making an international statement because the forces that we are fighting against are international in character. Without international organization, without international mobilization, we shall not prevail.
Cada vez que se reúnan los organismos internacionales, haremos este tipo de demostraciones, porque es indispensable para frenarlos que nos manifestemos internacionalmente. Sin esta fuerza nuestra, jamás.
African countries represent the single largest continental bloc in the international organization. African people, therefore, have a strategic responsibility to their compatriots around the globe to make sure that they, in their expression, make sure that their governments do not contribute to the sellout of the interests of the world's people.
Los países africanos forman un bloque dentro de la Organización Mundial de Comercio y tienen la responsabilidad, los pueblos, de obligar a sus gobiernos a no subordinarse a las políticas de esta organización comercial que lo que hace es dominar a los pueblos africanos.
Down with the WTO!
Down!
Down with the WTO!
Down!
Comrades, we would like to thank all of you for your support. One person has died. And I think any time we are gathered like this, wherever we are from, it is important to observe a minute's silence in memory of our fallen colleague.
Una persona ha muerto, no importa de dónde vengamos ni de dónde somos, es necesario que en este momento guardemos un minuto de silencio por nuestra vida.
A people united shall never be defeated.
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 El pueblo
unido jamás será vencido.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
The best way we can serve the memory of our fallen colleague is to keep on the fight until victory is achieved. A lucha continua.
A lucha
continua.
La lucha.
Long live the spirit of Comrade Lee. Long live.
Long live.
Long live the spirit of Comrade Lee. Long live.
Long live. Panze WTO, Panze!
Panze!
Panze! Viva the spirit of Seattle, viva!
Viva! Africa!
Africa!
This is the Cancun demonstration against the WTO. This is the back gate to the convention center because everyone was very detached from the negotiations. Unless you were a registered reporter with the WTO, you couldn't go near the convention center where all the delegates were. And this gate was later pulled down later this day. This is Saturday where a huge demonstration took place. And later the gate was pulled down, but people didn't want to be violent, so they didn't rush the gate. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends.
So why are you here?
I'm here
in Cancun
because we must stop the WTO steamroller and begin to push it back.
And let's see, what are they called? What are the as prepared as I should be.
That's African People's Caucus.
Yeah, you're with the African People's Caucus, but what are the new issues? What is this new issues?
Well, the new issues basically refer to investment, competition, and government procurement. The big powers would like the jurisdiction of the WTO to be expanded to include these areas. All campaigning groups and all developing countries are against this expansion. But typically, the US, Canada, Japan, and the European Union would like to engage in their usual arm twisting, bullying, and try and get it through. So it's an important issue around which to make a stand, because the WTO is now a devouring monster. As it is, to expand its influence would be to aggravate an already serious situation.
You know, the question I'm asking as I come to Cancun is why are Norway and Qatar and places like that, everyone is wealthy, but yet people in Africa and Cancun and other third world countries are not, that have resources, that have similar resources, are not?
There are historical factors. First slavery and then colonialism very seriously distorted the structure of African economies. Human resources were taken out over centuries, which meant that there was no reproduction of, you know, technological skills, creativity, and so on. And then colonialism imposed a structure of production which was geared towards producing for the markets of the colonial powers.
What should be done differently, though?
An example. It is more than 100, it's more than 150 years since the abolition of slavery in the United States. And yet structurally, black people are still an underclass in the United States. It just shows you how long it takes for structural change to be effective. I mean, an important prerequisite for these countries moving in the direction of self-sustaining growth, which actually fulfills the needs of their people, is to regain control of economic policy making. In most African countries today, the IMF and the World Bank and the major powers enforce economic policy. And the WTO is an adjunct to that whole control.
What do you think is, and there's no representation in the
Well, there is representation, but it's been said many times that by the time the deals are cut, it's not because there's agreement, but it's because the smaller countries have been bludgeoned into acquiescence. And again, it is important that we are not simply talking about the substantive discussions in the WTO, but the processes through which these negotiations are conducted.
So what do you think is the first step for these countries to gain their autonomy?
I think if, in relation to the WTO ministerial, we can come out of it and the balance sheet clearly shows that they held the line and defended their interests, it will be a signal moment in international economic relations.
Well, do you think they should throw out the WTO completely or modify it?
I think that the WTO, if it does not become a more democratic institution, which caters to the development needs of people, it will collapse under pressure from outside, internal implosion, and would have to be replaced. I mean, I believe that the world needs a rule-based trading system which is overseen by some institution, but not any kind of institution. Because without rules, only the powerful will be able to step over the weak. The idea about rules which are fair is that they protect the weak. What passes for rules in the WTA today, really, it's a mockery, which is a cover for the bullying of the powerful.
But what I'm getting at with, let's see.
Can I get some pictures?
What I'm getting at with what changes should be made, the first step in changing, in gaining their autonomy, what about land reform?
Well, I mean, for certain, the land question has different importance in different countries. And access to the basic means of production is a key question in most developing countries. In some of them, there are acute land problems. I mean, take a country like Zimbabwe. The land question was a key reason for the armed anti-colonial struggle. In South Africa, there's a problem of land. In Namibia, there's a problem of land. In those countries, there's a very sharp racial representation of the land question. In other African countries, it is not racially represented, but you see the differentiated control over resources, which has the same kind of social consequence: landlessness, poverty, inability to produce and support oneself, and so on. So the land question, creating means of livelihood, whether on the land or in urban employment, is a key challenge.
Well, and distribution of wealth.
Well, first of all, people have access to the means of production and a certain guaranteed environment for production, then they'll be able also to partake of wealth.
All right. Did you want to give your name?
Yao Graham from Third World Network Africa.
Third World Network. Anything else you want to say? Thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks for doing this.
My name is Owen. My surname is K.A.U. Kau. I come from South Africa, Cape Town. I came here from the nursing organization to come and assist the civil organization of AIDC. We are coming to actually put our cross the problems that WTO is putting us for us in Africa, which is actually the tariffs and trade policies which are unjust, and even all the TRIPS policies which are unfair for us to be able to trade in the service industry and even in the entire agricultural section.
What's the solution? What do you think is the first step?
I think the solution is that we've got to have down with WTO and have a new organization starting afresh, which can actually have a fair representation without being manipulated by the four big countries, US, Canada, Japan, and the others.
And so what do you think of this demonstration today? Are you,
the
you
demonstration, feel that the demonstration has gone well. We have had all the African people being supported by the Mexicans and all the entire people around the world who came down to Cancun. And we feel that our message is going to be across. And we are saying WTO has killed a Korean comrade, which in turn, if ever this is not being taken, this is really serious. And it is actually showing by the spirit that we are all here from Korea, Japan, and from South Africa and Africa as a whole. We are saying WTO's policies are unjust and they need to be reviewed.
But what about, you're so far away from the delegates. Have you seen the delegates at all?
We have had some of the African delegates amongst us. Uh-huh. And one delegate, which was coming from Ghana in terms of the strong representative in Africa, has put up our point very clear to say we in Africa, whatever is being done by WTO to us in Africa, we are unable to trade. And secondly, we cannot have the farmers of the US exporting their products to our own country where our own farmers cannot be able to make business.
Well, and what were the farmers like before the WTO came in? They were fairly self-sufficient. There was a little poverty, right, but mostly self-sufficient.
I think our farmers before WTO existence, they were still able to trade. All these unfair policies were not in place, and all our export could still be able to make our farmers keep jobs for their own farming workers. At the same time, is our products could still be able to sell in the market of the U.S., and we had a competitive advantage.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the only problem that I see, too, is that these countries should be made self-sufficient rather than try. I mean, are you familiar with trilateralism? You know, they want the America to run the world. And each area produces their product, you know.
In actual fact, it is still fair for countries to exchange the products. Uh-huh. We cannot have only South Africa trading only on the products of agriculture they have.
But not
and
solely.
Not having any exchange we can do. Uh-huh. In actual fact, for trade to be fair, it is far better for us to exchange products on common mutual interests.
Well, but not be dependent on that.
It is a fact we are not dependent, but it has been caused by colonialism.
Now
where
you are
our
dependent.
Own products were ever taken up and ripped off by the big colonial countries, which took out almost all the wealth and minerals we had. Uh-huh. And that is the whole position we are taking.
Anything on diamond slavery and all that?
We don't have anything which is very much specific. Our main product is actually the minerals. And we are also having some agricultural products, which in turn, things like coffee, tea, sugar, which needs to be exported. But on the unfair trade, it is impossible to do that.
Or anything else?
I would say another thing is we are looking forward to have WTO opening up for South Africans and also other small developing countries to be able to manufacture the generic items on retroviral drugs that can be produced from within the Africa and the other countries. Without any restrictions, without any patents even put across.
Uh-huh. Well, and I imagine the environment, you're losing these plants.
Environment, it's also one of them, but we are actually protecting our environment. We are not so much deep into environment so far. We are actually being put away by other environmental civil society groups, which are also making us to take care of what we are doing.
But it makes it more, the WTO makes that more difficult.
WTO's restrictions and policies are unjust in the sense we can't have people dying until such time that we can be able to make sustainability, and we cannot have the big countries like US being able to produce more drugs whereas they don't have more people suffering for the same drugs. Huh. And we have more people suffering from these HIV and AIDS related, which need drugs that US is using. But the policies of restrictions which are making us not be able to trade is actually the whole one which we need to clarify.
But I mean, they also, those restrictions also hurt environmental things because they have to use petrochemicals and things like that.
The restrictions will always be there, but they are there to be discussed. They can actually be discussed, common interests reached, and actually dealt with.
All right. Thanks very much.
Can I have your card, please?
I don't have a card, but I'm with the Independent Media Center
in LA.
Yeah. Give you my name.
Let me give you my name, and then you can be able to email whatever you are going to do.